Multinational cooperation has produced success on the battlefield against Boko Haram, the deadly terrorist organization based in northern Nigeria. More than 900 hostages held by Boko Haram were freed in a military sweep by a multinational force in Cameroon last week, according to a statement released by the Cameroon government on Wednesday. 100 fighters were killed in the sweep, according to the statement, and 100 more were arrested. Alexis Okewo is staff writer at The New Yorker, has followed Boko Haram's successes and setbacks extensively. Alexis, what is the condition of these hostages? Were they all being held together? 900 is a hard number to imagine in a hostage situation.
Hi. Yes, it is hard to imagine. And, you know, the military's claim hasn't been independently verified yet. But according to the Cameroonian army, over a three-day operation, it was, as you said, able to raid some Boko Haram camps and capture 900 people who are being held. This is probably one of the largest numbers I've ever heard from a single operation, whether through the Nigerian army or one of its partners being able to release so many people. So, you know, and the news comes one day after there were twin suicide bomb attacks in northern Cameroon. So, you know, while I don't doubt that it happened, it is a large number to imagine.
And this large number is, you know, indicative of how these hostages are dealt with. They're being assimilated into the Boko Haram military structure, some of them being compelled to fight, others being compelled to, support the operation. Is that a fair statement?
It is. I mean, what was distinctive about the attacks yesterday, a few days before in northern Cameroon, was that they were done by two women, which has also been going on in northern Nigeria. A lot of suicide bomb attacks being carried out by even young girls who are being forced to do this by Boko Haram commanders, among other tasks. A lot of hostages are being forced to fight. They're being forced to carry out attacks and are being treated as fighters.
How much of a setback do we think this sweep by the Cameroon multinational force is? Can we say that Boko Haram has moved into Cameroon, or do these attacks simply suggest that Boko Haram wants to think that they've moved into Cameroon?
Yeah, I mean, that's a good question. Over the past year, Boko Haram has definitely increased its attacks over Nigeria's borders into Cameroon, Chad, and Niger. And northern Cameroon is definitely a vulnerable place to Boko Haram. It clearly has camps there, and it's been fairly easy for them to move in and carry out attacks. I wouldn't say, though, that it's necessarily a major setback for the group, just because despite the Nigerian army being able to also capture hundreds of hostages over the last year and kill a significant amount of members, the group has still been doing things like burning down a major military base a few days ago in northeastern Nigeria and carrying out attacks on soft civilian targets. So just when we think that the army has made some kind of breakthrough, the group manages to come back again and launch some kind of attack.
Is there greater clarity on what Boko Haram's mission is, what its message is, what it's actually trying to accomplish?
Well, I mean, now that it has declared allegiance to the Islamic State just this past spring, it seems that their original mission of wanting to create an Islamic State is now, you know, their only, at least most stated goal. And that's what seems to be motivating them. They were able to hold territory in northeastern Nigeria last year, and it seems like they still want to. They want to regain that foothold.
No indication that the Islamic State has written them back and said, go for it.
Well, they have released messages praising their attacks. They have released messages in support of Boko Haram, actually.
Alexis Okewo is a staff writer at The New Yorker reporting on Boko Haram in Nigeria and Africa. Thanks so much, Alexis.
Thank you.